Isaiah was going through some difficult time because of the time he was living in, and he saw people, and it's no different from us. Everything is going on. But he had had a vision of the Lord, of God. And God had came in and had showed him things. And he seen the holiness of God. When you see the holiness of God, and if you're doing something wrong, or if you, you know, you're going to repent. So I am undone. Woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips and dwell. And it, you know what? It doesn't mean you're cursing and stuff like that, or saying anything bad. But you're not speaking what God wants you to speak. Right. Sometimes that could be. Not saying what he's saying. You're saying, we'll never make it, stupid. I'm just saying things that he wouldn't say. But here, Isaiah said, I'm a man of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen God. I didn't see the holiness. And through this book, we can see the holiness of God. And he said, you know, God was right there to take care. If you come to him, he's right there to take care of whatever you bring to him. And this is what he said. And then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand.
Fire.
Mary, I like you this morning. Woo. Had fire. Ha, 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 ha. We're talking about purity this morning. Had the fire, a live coal. Mm-hmm. Boy, what kind of coal was that, David? A live coal.
Yes, it was.
And he put it, he laid it upon my mouth. And lo, this touched my lips. And thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. And then he said, and I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, Lord, I'm ready now. I wasn't ready, but I got the fire on my tongue. I got the fire in my mouth. People of God, church, we need to be a church on fire.
Amen.
We need to take that song from the world, and we need to sing it. We are a church on fire.
That's right.
Isaiah said, I go. Don't send nobody else. I want to go.
You see how he got that charge?
Got charge just from the fire. The fire would get you charged.
Yes,
praise God. So we must know that even in the day of Pentecost, let me flip you back to the New Testament. Even in the day of Pentecost, what happened there? The fire got in their mouth and in their tongues.
Mm-hmm.
When we get the Holy Spirit, we get the fire. We get the fire, but what's wrong, Sister Mary? I don't, you know. We may not have put wood. We may not have done the things to put on the fire. Although this is one thing I want y'all to know. We're going to establish this one fact here today while I'm teaching.
Mm-hmm.
He provides the fire.
Yeah.
Amen.
You don't provide. But you provide the sacrifice.
Ooh,
you
yeah.
provide.
That's right.
You provide the wood. You provide the work. I mean, he'll put you as hot as you want to be. Now, we talked about purity, about fire. Now we're going to talk about passion. The fire also gives you your passion. Okay, we're going to go to the book of I don't have time to go there and read it, because my time is up, and we want to be courteous of everybody in their time. But I'm just going to tell you about Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the world had stripped him.
Yeah.
I mean, the world had stripped him of mostly everything that God had called him to be. He was preaching to people and witnessed to people. It seemed like nobody wanted to get saved. Nobody wanted to hear him. And they didn't want to hear about God. And they, you know, everything he said. You know? And Jeremiah said, I know what I'm going to do. Seem like my living is in vain here. He said, I'm just going to stop. I'm going to quit. I'm going to call it quits. And by the time that came out, Jeremiah said, the word of God was like inside of me like a fire shut up in my bone. I couldn't quit. My passion. When I thought about the word of God was like a fire shut up in my bones. I couldn't quit. It gave me my passion. So the fire of God, we're talking about fire. We're talking about being saints on fire. How much important fire in these latter days, the greater glory. The fire, you know, we talked about the rain, and that is very important. We went back and I said, Lord, do you really want me to go back and teach on these emblems of the Holy Spirit again? I said, we taught on the wind, the fire, the rain, there are so many emblems of the Holy Spirit. I said, do you want me to revisit this? And he said, yeah, because they got to connect it to the greater glory.
Amen.
That you're people that got to have fire,
yeah.
Not only for yourself, but for the enemy.
Yeah.
To quench every fiery dot that he sends.
Amen.
I'm not going to go on the teaching on him. Because I'm beyond my time here. But the Laodicean church had lost their fire because they had allowed the world and the things around them to pull the fire out of them. And it just had just a little bit. But Jesus said, if you would buy gold for me in the fire, in my fire, you'll be a church set on fire again. But they were lukewarm. And the reason we said lukewarm was terrible to him, he said, I spew him out the mouth. Because when you're lukewarm, you think, hey, I'm comfortable. I don't have to do nothing else. I mean, you know. But if you're cold, you know you need help if you're cold. You do. You know you need help. You know how some folks would tell you, I know I need God. I know I ain't right. I know I ain't doing things right. They'll tell you that. And some people will tell you that. They know they're cold. But when you're lukewarm, you're good for nothing, doing nothing. The Lord said, if y'all stay in that way, I'm going to spew you out my mouth. He said, I'm coming to you because I love you. He said, he did it as a church, as a corporate body. He was saying the church. And then he got down to the end of that chapter and he said, if any man will hear my voice. He got down to an individual person. So if any man will hear my voice, I'll come in and I'll sup with you. I'll dine with you. You and I will be at the communion table.
Amen.
But
bring out the good china. You know, he was saying, let my fire get on you.
Yes.
Huh? Let my fire get on you and burn off some of this stuff that the world and things come put on you. So if you got some of that stuff on you this morning, let the fire of God that's in you burn it all. Let the word of God that the disciples heard on the way, on the their trip to Emmaus, said, then our hearts burn. Oh, it's like fire. And Jesus said, John said, when he baptized you, I'm baptizing you with water. Because I'm the one that bringing in the Messiah. He said, but when he's mightier than I, he's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and
fire.
Woo! Come on, apostle. I think they got it. Go ahead. He's coming. Go ahead.
You know, when sheep, if you don't shear them, that wool catches everything. They can't swim because the wool absorbs water and it gets too heavy for them to bear. So we have to get this stuff off of us.
Amen. You have to get it off of it. Because if you don't get it off, it the devil's gonna come in and he's gonna be your best partner. But he told the Laodicean church, please, get in the fire.
Amen.
Put the gold in my fire. Buy gold for me and put it in the fire. Be a church on fire. That's all.
Right.
Then he got it down to individual person. He said, if any man, it don't have to be corporate, it don't have to be out there. Just any man hear my voice.
You know that.
Bring out the good chatter. Woo, I like that.
This morning.
Okay, Apostle.
This morning I was listening, to John Hagee and T.D. Jakes, there's several of them. A video, line of the of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I will erase your name out of the book of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, that's kind of serious, sister. Serious.
You got to, if you're, those who overcome, I will not erase them out of the book of life. Mm-hmm. He said, we're always going to war against the devil.
Yeah.
We'll always have to war. Uh-huh. He said, we're going to have to put on our armor.
That's right.
We're constantly fighting the enemy.
Yep.
Well, you gotta be on fire.
That's right.
Because I'm telling you, he wear you down.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Be on fire.
You know, having ears to hear is the key. And in order to have ears to hear, you have to have the love of God.
Yeah.
Did you ever do a study on the prophets in here? God always, he did a call with Isaiah. He touched Jeremiah's lips. He touched Daniel's lips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He always purified them
with
the word that he spoke.
That's right. And that's for a reason.
He's speaking his word.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Mary talking about cleaning your life up daily with the yeast, it reminds me of the Corinthians. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work and what sort it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're kind of thinking, I always thought about future times in heaven. Kenneth Copeland says, you do this now.
Right.
If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but himself shall be saved, yet so is by fire. So that's what she was talking about, doing it constantly, letting the Holy Spirit burn stuff off of you, like you were saying. Like the sheep, it lays you down.
You know, when you think about the wise and foolish virgins, in the parable, what he said to the foolish, he said, I don't know you. I know you not. The world will absorb. It's the pressure of the world is designed. That's Satan trying to change your focus and pull the word out of you. Remember when they were after they had just seen miracles from Jesus feeding 5,000 men or 4,000 men and their families. But when they were in the boat and the waves was boisterous, they forgot about all that because their heart was hardened. And then they woke up Jesus, and he spoke to the wind. They just saw a move of God.
Amen.
And the waves of the sea, the tossing of the waves, they forgot about all that. Lord, don't you care that we're going to die?
And what did he tell them? He said, oh, he's a little faith.
Yeah.
So at least they did wake up Jesus. Now, they just couldn't let him slept on, but they did wake up Jesus. And that's one little thing I like about him. But now, Jesus was saying they should have been able to do it.
That's what I was just thinking.
When you're receptive, the Holy Spirit wants you to catch on. He wants you to receive not only what he's saying, but the peripheral things that he's doing. If he's working miracles, whatever he do, you can do. Whatever Jesus do, you can do. Children can do. Whatever Jesus did, if you receive his word, you can do the same thing.
Amen.
So
Amen.
The Lord, that told me that he wanted them to catch on.
He did.
And, but you can't. But those who let the oil get away, they became hardened to the things of God. The love, if you don't have the love of God, you're not going to operate in faith. You're not going to pray for people. Yeah, you start speaking more strife and doubt and unbelief than faith and redemption and love.
Amen. And what did the foolish virgin represent? They didn't. They said they didn't take no oil in their lamp. They had the lamp, but they had no oil. The oil represent you get fire, and not only would you get fire, you get some light. Fire gives you light.
Amen.
That's how he led them in the wilderness with the fire.
They were prepared. They were prepared to meet their bridegroom.
The lead,
they didn't get prepared.
Right.
The
lay of the
they took extra. They did something. Let me tell you, y'all waking up at 8 o'clock in the morning coming out here, that's a little extra. I mean, sometimes I'm like, okay, Sister Mary, this is early.
Not for good. Early birds.
So.
It's easier for
you. Bird seekers, I mean, y'all really want something.
It's a blessing. You know. The lay of the seeing church is the parallel to the five foolish virgins. They were on the verge of being... They were lukewarm, and they wanted Jesus loved them so much he didn't want them to stay in that condition.
Amen.
Because when the thing about the lukewarm churches, they don't repent. They will not repent. You can tell them all the things God is doing. He's coming back. Do this. They're not going to repent. They got into a hard state of being where their heart is hard, and they're not going to repent. And they are lofty. They think they're all right, and they're not. The cold church noted that, you know, they just gave up. They don't care. They just, you know, they gone. They back
I mean, they know they're frozen.
They went right back to the world.
I mean, they'll tell you. We just came from the nightclub. And you know,
they don't care what they do.
We just came to sing this morning, and they'll come from the nightclub and sing. They know.
But being pure is very important. Pharisee Saul was holding the coats for the people that were stoning Stephen. Now, I'm going to pick up where Fuchsia Pickett was on page 119. This is the martyr's grace. I'm going to read just a small portion of it. When angry
page
men...
Page 119.
Yeah. When angry men were... That's in the Holy Spirit book. When angry men were stoning Stephen to death, he being full of the Holy Ghost, fire, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Jesus standing. The Spirit of glory gives us the power to die a martyr's death. Many people from throughout the ages will one day wear a martyr's crown, having experienced that strong love for God that chooses to die for truth rather than recant. And as we yield to the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of glory will govern our lives in the most difficult circumstances. And I say with joy. I've been in some very difficult circumstances, and I still had laughter. He said, and bring
had,
us...
What laughter you had? You had
the joy of the Lord. And the fire. And I was amazed.
When you said he was full of the Holy Spirit, I heard fire.
He said, she said, the Spirit of glory will govern our lives as we yield. He can't govern unless you yield to him.
Whoa.
In the most difficult
That's
circumstances.
Good. That's good.
And bring us into a cherished relationship with God. Now let's examine what happened. Pharisee Saul heard Stephen giving a synopsis of the Old Testament. Not under the way he was taught, idolatry, but under the way of Christ. Stephen showed how all the scriptures pointed to Jesus Christ. Saul is standing there holding the coat and listening. His mind was angry. He wanted to kill Christians. That part didn't change, but his heart was receptive. We bear fruit after our kind. We always bear fruit after our kind. Even if because he heard from Stephen, who was giving glory to God, and he knew that he was about to die. The stones were hurting him, man. He didn't care.
Ooh, I never thought of that.
He didn't feel them. Not that he didn't care. He didn't feel them because he was so in the glory realm.
Mm-hmm.
The flesh had become secondary.
Whoa. Yeah. Say it again so they can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. The flesh had become secondary. He was totally spirit.
Whoa!
And that martyr had a big influence on Saul's burning the pile.
Yeah.
Somebody was willing to die.
The pricks Jesus was talking about on the Damascus Road was the word he heard from Stephen. And he, to the point that he said who, he saw the glory that Stephen actually saw. Now he saw it.
Woo! That's good. I never thought of that.
Who are you, Lord? He answered his own question.
Yeah.
And got saved in the same question, which was his answer. And then he went to he went and got his eyes healed by Ananias, received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now a lot of things made sense.
Amen.
Now the same man,
revelation then.
The same man that was a terrorist, is now rejoicing in Acts chapter 16 that he was worthy to be beaten and locked up in jail. He had great joy. He worshiped God in the worst part of the jail and started a revival. The first jail revival.
Yeah, all of the jailers saved.
Yeah.
Because their doors was open, they could have gone out.
Yeah.
I mean, any dumb jailer know if your door open, get out of there. But then he said, we all here, we having church.
Amen.
They changed me, we all here.
In the kingdom of God, the fruit would be better. We bear fruit after our own kind.
Mm. I like that.
David said, thou through thy word has made me wiser than my teachers. That's the. Jesus said, he that believe on me will do greater works than I did.
Amen.
The next generation is going to be greater than we are.
Amen.
If we do our job.
If we do our job.
Mm. If we teach them in the ways of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And pray over them, and they're going to do greater. Mm-hmm. What we've been learning all our life, they'll grow up and it'll be normal. And we pioneer, and then they come and they do greater. Mm-hmm. If they keep it going, they do greater. And God is not like Satan. Satan don't want anybody to be any better. People get hung up on the five offices: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Everybody I know that was called to be an apostle, they ran from it. Uh-huh. They didn't want to admit it. But the Lord watches to see how we handle holy things.
Okay.
The order of the callings is kind of like rock, paper, scissors. You know, the scissors cut the paper, the paper covers the rock breaks the scissors. Apostles are taught by teachers, raised by pastors, blessed by prophets, and sometimes saved because of evangelists. Evangelists are blessed by apostles, taught by pastors. I mean, are raised by pastors, taught by teachers, and blessed by prophets. So it goes. It's not important. The callings are not, were never meant to be status. It's just a calling. It's something you do. The enemy tried to bring his concepts into the kingdom of God, and they can't fit. As what you do with holy things, what you do with what you're learning, that's where the fire comes from.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, glory,
Jesus!
When you're receptive, when the Lord called people to their office and they refuse it, they're missing out on glory. They're missing out on not glory for themselves. They're missing out on relaying the glory of God. They're cutting the fire off.
Yeah.
You have to be, whatever God called you to be, do it.
You're supposed to fan the flames.
Fan the flames. Fan them flames. Receive his word. Let it build up in you. Speak it. In light. And it works. It always works. Be what God called. We can do so much more.
Amen.
Than what we do. Then we realize God can do more than we can ask or think. We can think a lot, and we can ask a lot, and he can do more than that.
Yes.
When I asked the Lord to teach me how to love God, my only goal was to please God.
Amen.
I didn't know about the coming joy. I didn't know that it was going to open the door for me to receive greater revelation. I didn't know that I would be stronger in the most crucial times, and I'd be able to love people when they needed me the most. I just wanted to please God.
Yeah.
But every time you receive his fire, every time you go in his glory and receptive and you do his word, more is going to happen than you
Amen.
Expect.
Amen.
Glory.
Hiya.
When Adam fell, you ever think about when God came into the garden and they ran and hid? They said, we're naked. Until that point, they were covered with God's glory.
That's right.
It's like when a light bulb is on, you don't see the bulb, you see the light.
Yeah.
But when he fell and that was down, the flesh is over the light inside. It used to be the other way around.
And now you see the bulb.
And now the flesh is over the light. But once we get to the point like Stephen, that light is so bright that we're like,
fire.
They're like, okay, there's something different about you. I just start putting my finger on it.
That is so perfect.
That is. That's good. And how could Stephen look and see Jesus in heaven? The supernatural eye.
Yeah.
His natural eyes were gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That took supernatural eyesight to look up in heaven.
But his flesh had gone under.
His flesh.
He was back like Adam was. The flesh was under.
Woo!
The spirit was out.
Let's end it at that high point right there.
Amen.
Hey, dismissal. Let's dismiss it at that high point.
The Lord, I thank you for your word.
Yes.
I thank you for the fire, the glory, for being in our midst, and all the wonderful things that takes place as we grow and go forward in you. Help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name.
Woo.
Amen. Thank you.
When you lay yourself before, when you yield to him, that's the best thing you can do.
Amen.
Takes all the pressure off.